This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler says the evidence against President Trump in the impeachment probe is overwhelming.
We have a very lock solid case. I think the case we have, if presented to a jury, would be a guilty verdict in about 3 minutes flat.
Nadler previewed Monday's impeachment hearing on CNN's State of the Union. Nadler says there could be a vote this week on articles of impeachment against President Trump. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz, who is on the committee, was on ABC's This Week. He called the probe one-sided.
This impeachment is exclusively supported by Democrats in Congress. It's not just that Democrats can't persuade people like me who support the president. They can't even persuade Republicans like Will Hurd, who are critics of the president, to support this impeachment.
President Trump tweeted that Democrats are now changing the rules. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Officials that are investigating a shooting by a Saudi national at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida, are trying to find out what sparked it. He killed three people and wounded eight others. The gunman, Mohammed Saeed Al-Shamrani, was an aviation student from Saudi Arabia. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says it's too early to call this a terrorist attack.
First of all, it's a very tragic incident. Three lives lost, eight injured, and of course we extend our condolences to all the families affected by it, touched by it, and our military community down there. But no, I can't say it's terrorism at this time. I think we need to let the investigators, the FBI, do its work and get us the facts. And we'll move out from there.
The assault ended when the deputies killed the attacker. President Trump says Saudi Arabia's King Salman called him to express his outrage. Esper says Friday's shooting at a naval air station in Pensacola was captured by cameras carried by associates of the Saudi aviation student who opened fire. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
The winter flu season is off to its earliest start in more than 15 years. USA's John Hunt reports.
An early barrage of illness in the South has begun to spread more broadly, and there's a decent chance flu season could peak much earlier than normal. According to Scott Epperson from the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, it really depends on what viruses are circulating. There's not a predictable trend if it's going to be early or more severe. The virus that is out now is generally not as dangerous to older people, which is good news if you're over 50, since most flu hospitalizations and deaths in the winter occur in the elderly. However, such viruses can be harder on children and people younger than 50. The agency estimated that there have already been 1.7 million flu illnesses, 16,000 hospitalizations, and over 900 flu-related deaths nationally. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Today's show presenters Hoda Kotb and Jenna Bush Hager have been booked as the hosts for a New Year's Eve primetime special on NBC. A Toast to 2019 is scheduled to air at 8 p.m. It will feature appearances by Kristen Bell, Martin Short, Maya Rudolph, Tony Hale, Terry Crews, and Nikki Glaser. Other celebrities expected to join in the holiday program include Lester Holt, Howie Mandel, Craig Melvin, and Ashley Tisdale. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Got lots to talk about. As you know, history is a favorite topic of ours here on the show. And we've got a military historian, Jerome O'Connor, the U.S. Naval Institute Author of the Year, in his new book, The Hidden Places of World War II, The Extraordinary Sites Where History Was Made During the War That Saved Civilization. He's the only son of immigration parents who left Ireland for the multi-ethnic porridge of Chicago's Englewood neighborhood. Jerome O'Connor is a continuing education instructor at two colleges in Chicago's north suburbs, a journalist, historian, tour guide, and lecturer, and we have the privilege and honor to have him here exclusively at this moment in time on Bill Martinez Live. Jerome, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Good morning, Bill. Happy to be with you.
Well, you know, whenever we talk about World War II, and you have it in the subhead here, and sometimes people casually see these words and really fail to appreciate what World War II did and the lead role that America played in saving civilization. If Nazi Germany would have taken over and no America, what would the 21st century of our world look like today?
America changed the world by its entry into World War II, a nation of isolationists, politically divided as we are today, but yet we came together united as one entity in a common cause, and that cause was to save civilization. Mm-hmm. So today we have among us 3.5 to 4% of those 16.2 million young men who left their homes, farms, factories, parents, books, and they went off to save civilization. And I agree, too many people today take what they did for granted. But we're on the eve of the 75th anniversary of the observance of the end of that war. And we now have an opportunity again to express our appreciation to them. So when I wrote The Hidden Places of World War II, I wanted to not just enter places of importance that time forgot, but also to remind the current generation about what our forefathers did to save our democracy.
Mm-hmm. And I think that they'll have a better understanding, possibly, of the passion that still resides within, you know, the corporate body of this country, that honors America, honors the flag, believes in freedom. We're not claiming perfection by no means. We're all human, and to be human is to be vulnerable to error, and we prove that case time and again. But what makes us exceptional is that at the heart of America is still our pursuit of truth, that when we do mess up, that, you know, we're forthcoming and dealing and confronting, you know, our errors and doing something about it. The political environment notwithstanding, we'll set that apart right now because that is very confusing. And I think this is what is so disturbing at the very heart of the people of America is that we demand the truth. We want the truth. And if we're going to continue on as a power and as a force for good, then we need to make sure that we're anchored in the truth, Professor.
Well, we indeed should have that inclination. And another way to look at it, Bill, is that World War II was one of the three most important events in the history of our country, beginning with the founding of the nation and all that preceded and followed it, then the Civil War and its aftermath, Reconstruction, and then World War II. And all the changes that came about from World War II and how we as a nation, by which I mean every man, woman, boy, girl, even infants, everybody participated in the war to some extent. So we proved the character of who we were then and by extension, because its effects continue today, who we are as a nation today.
Exactly.
So I have very great beliefs in the continuation of the democratic ideals that we represent.
I agree, and I'm with you on that. The hidden places of World War II, as you say, I mean, look at in the war, so many stories, some very obvious that have been told. But what drew you to the hidden places?
I was in the travel industry some years ago, and I spent a great deal of time in Europe interviewing agents who would carry out programs that I organized for professional groups. And knowing of my interest in history, particularly 20th century history, and knowing that I was a journalist, I've been writing professionally for 57 years, they would tell me about these places. And I remember one dinner I had in London, and the gentleman brought his wife, and he said, "I want you to meet a secret lady." I said, "What do you mean, a secret lady?" "Well, she worked at Bletchley Park. Have you heard of Bletchley Park?" "Ah, yes," I said, "that is where the Nazi Enigma code was broken." "Is it still there, Bletchley Park?" And he said, "Yes." And
amazing. Amazing that you would have the sense to even ask if it was still there.
Well, I not only learned that it was still there, I visited it, and from another colleague, I learned about another place that was even more astounding, the locale where Winston Churchill had his war headquarters, and it appeared as if the occupants had left as a group at the end of the war, turned out the lights, and never reappeared for generations. So when I saw it with a British colleague, I was with him, and we had to go through with a one-cell flashlight for part of the tour.
Oh.
So these are the things that are kind of serendipitous to me. I just seem to encounter them, and they're part of the book.
Yeah, so you are running into these, and you start saying, you go, okay, there's some stories that need to be told here because, unbeknownst to ourselves, these hidden places were significant to the victory of World War II, right?
Well, another one that was very significant would be the locale where the D-Day invasion decision was made. Now, everybody, I hope, everybody knows that the invasion to rescue Europe took place on June the 6th, 1944. But I begin where others left off. I go back to the origins of things. So I located the mansion near Portsmouth, one of the embarkation ports, where Eisenhower made the decision of the century.
Oh, wow.
And I was able to enter the mansion. In fact, others could enter.
Well, Professor, we got to take a quick break. We've got more from Jerome O'Connor after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com. Or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982. And now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Bill Martinez.
His personality is so magnetic, he is unable to carry credit cards. Even his enemies list him as their emergency contact number. He never says something tastes like chicken. Not even chicken. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
the magnets, I'm telling you. Fresh and independent we are. I'm Bill Martinez at 19 minutes after the top of the hour in our conversation with Jerome O'Connor, the U.S. Naval Institute author of The Year Continues. We're talking the hidden places of World War II. Jerome, while on break, you mentioned you've got a scoop announcement for our audience. Tell us about that.
I can tell you that sometime next year, perhaps in the spring, the team of Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks, who gave us Band of Brothers, that won so many Emmys that is quite unforgettable, followed by the series The Pacific. Well, they are near completion of a series about the 8th Air Force set in England, begun in 2014, and it's now in post-production.
Oh, wow.
Five chapters of the hidden places of World War II are set in the remains of those same bases, which your listeners can visit, but they're unknown to history. So the 7 or 8 part miniseries should be quite exciting for those who follow the most important event of our lifetimes, World War II.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think of, you know, Hanks and Spielberg is doing movies, not a made-for-series that's going to be, I guess it will probably be streamed at that point, right?
It should be streamed. It will be a production of Apple TV Plus, and they're new in the game, and they want to make their mark, and they certainly will do it in a big way with the new series, Masters of the Air.
Wow. Very, very cool. We'll be looking forward to it. And you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen, from the professor as he broke news that will be coming out in 2020. As we consider more of the places and events that you noted here, which it's just most amazing because these places and events give us key lessons of the war and its unsung heroes, does it not?
Well, it does, and I'll just briefly complete what I was saying about the locale where General Eisenhower made the famous D-Day decision. The mansion stands as it appeared during the war, except it has white paint now instead of camouflage. And inside the former drawing room, an enormous floor-to-ceiling map made of individual pieces of plywood. That map still stands.
Wow.
And on it are revealed all the embarkation ports, the meeting places in the center of the English Channel, from where the ships then went to their 5 invasion beaches. And as I saw that, I thought, this is what Eisenhower and his generals and admirals, this is the same map that they looked at when they had to make a decision when to launch the invasion.
Exactly.
But if I have a moment, I'm going to tell you about another locale.
Well, before we go on, though, for just a moment here, let's settle there for just a second. Because you're looking at this, and we're talking about it 70 years later plus. And, you know, what was that like for you? What kind of emotions came out of you when you saw that?
I felt that I had somehow touched the reality of what history is. That history is real. It's tangible. And it has meaning. It's not just a dry subject matter, but it has content. And that's really what has driven me all these years to write about places that are real. And that's what makes history come alive and why more people, more students shouldn't become involved in the importance and the reality of history.
Well, amazing that these edifices are still there, available, and as you write in the book, that we can see. And I think it's quite in contrast to what's happening in our culture today, where you've got movements to get rid of statues and other things that may reflect what they perceive to be less than, you know, Americana greatness or maybe overstated greatness and that sort of thing, an attempt to rewrite history. But I believe we do that at great cost, do we not?
Oh, we do. And I certainly look with chagrin upon these efforts to remove the signs of our history. Not all of our history is laudable.
Right.
Some of it is to be regretted. But it doesn't mean we have to remove those objects of the past, because they can be teaching moments.
Exactly. And I'm glad you brought that up. Now, we were going to go to our next hidden place that you wanted to note. Now, go ahead.
Well, that would be the largest remaining evidence of Hitler's determination to conquer Europe and the world. And it's treated at some considerable length in the book. And that would be the U-boat bases that in the northwest part of France along the Bay of Biscay, which is an inlet from the Atlantic Ocean. Hitler knew that to win the war, he had to sever the convoy lifeline connecting North America to the ports of Britain, Liverpool and the Port of London. So he invested millions upon hundreds of millions of Deutschmarks into building U-boat bases. And he went from one U-boat in 1933 when he took power to 1,154 U-boats, and they almost won the war before America's entry. So those bases that I won the Author of the Year award for revealing, incidentally, those bases stand, and from a distance, they look almost complete. Wow. I visited them extensively. Nobody knows about them.
And you say there's five of them, right? There's five bunker bases, the Atlantic Nazi U-boat bunker bases?
There are indeed. There are five bunker bases, La Palice and Lorient and Saint-Nazaire and Brest among them, and they stand today as indicators of what Hitler attempted to accomplish, which was to dominate the world, to conquer Europe, and then parley with President Roosevelt and say, I'll keep what I took. I won't bother you, but I'm going to keep what I took.
Right.
So he failed in that attempt, but he came very, very close to defeating Britain because of the U-boats and the indestructible U-boat bases that still stand and can be visited.
Wow. Wow, what a journey. Tell us about Hitler's vast parade grounds in Nuremberg with intact grandstands and a Congress hall and that.
Hitler was anything but a madman at the outset. A megalomaniac, yes. But not a crazed individual. Yet he had a need to give glory to his regime. And in Nuremberg, which is easily visited by train from any place in Germany, vast parade grounds just outside the city that are nearly complete, including grandstands and a projecting podium from where he would address his adoring masses, and just acres upon acres of what was built in order to glorify the regime. So every year, the Nazi Party rallies were held in Nuremberg, bringing a great deal of income to Nuremberg, and also hundreds of thousands of people. And the rallies went on for weeks and weeks. And those rally grounds still exist. So I walked those grounds to document for a portion of the book. And once again, I thought Hitler indeed was determined to conquer Europe and eventually the world.
And rule the world, no doubt about it. Yeah, exactly. He also talks about in London, there's a grand mansion where 59 captured Nazi generals had generous privileges, nearly open access to the house with every word they spoke being secretly recorded from hidden microphones inside and out. The title of the book, Hidden Places of World War II, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, available at all the usual places. Jerome O'Connor, U.S. Naval Institute Author of the Year. Jerome, thank you so much for being with us. What a blessing this effort and this book is to all of us. Appreciate it. Thank you.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking. sticking my finger.
No fingerprints.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler says the evidence against President Trump in the impeachment probe is overwhelming.
We have a very lock-solid case. I think the case we have, if presented to a jury, would be a guilty verdict in about 3 minutes flat.
Nadler previewed Monday's impeachment hearing on CNN's State of the Union. Nadler says there could be a vote this week on articles of impeachment against President Trump. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz, who is on the committee, was on ABC's This Week. He called the probe one-sided.
This impeachment is exclusively supported by Democrats in Congress. It's not just that Democrats can't persuade people like me who support the president. They can't even persuade Republicans like Will Hurd, who are critics of the president, to support this impeachment.
President Trump tweeted that Democrats are now changing the rules. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home, where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, for more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Want to drop me an email? Always love to hear from you. Good, bad, and different. Yeah, get it off your chest, all right? Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to be talking about gifts in the nick of time and super stocking stuffers, all right? So get your notepad out, your number two Ticonderoga pencil, and get ready because we got some great presents, big and small, that can be purchased at the last minute without seeming that way. You ready for that? Well, the perfect person to tell us all about it is Dawn Yannick. She's the MomSanity.com creator. I know MomSanity, it sounds like an oxymoron almost. I know the only reason I'm saying this, because I have to laugh. Our daughter in Hawaii has two youngins, a three-year-old, and Oz is now about 3 months, three, 4 months now. And, the whole idea of mom sanity, seems like a bit of an oxymoron, but, Dawn is going to be with us. She is the founder, as I say, of MomSanity.com, a witty and informative website dedicated to all things pregnancy, bringing up baby, maximizing mommyhood, and beyond. Right now we're going to talk about the millions of last minute shopping, which is me included, is as much a holiday tradition as trimming the tree and eggnog mustaches. MomSanity.com founder Dawn Yannick is with us with her best 11-hour gift ideas. Good morning, Dawn. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, I'm excited to have you here to help people like us who need these last-minute ideas. I mean, the good news is there's so many more options available that make for great gift ideas, huh?
They really really do. And I have a great selection of gifts for everyone, starting with a must-have on my son's list, Transformers, one of the brands I've partnered with for their 35th anniversary this year. Mm-hmm. All of your favorite More Than Meets the Eye characters like Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, and Megatron are available at most major toy retailers. Inspired by the hit animated series Cyberverse, the new Spark Armor line lets kids combine and convert and power up the characters. And for stocking stuffers, you can get these mischievous and super silly bots that change from disguise to robot in just a few easy steps. There are actually 190 to collect this year. For more, visit Hasbro.com/Transformers. Now, if you're looking for that one-stop shopping holiday experience, Lands End knows how to spread the holiday cheer. From their iconic flannel shirts and cozy fleece pullovers to snow parkas and wonderful home items, there really is something for everyone on your list. I particularly love that you can add a custom monogram or embroidery to their extensive selection, including their needlepoint stockings, which are a fan favorite every year. Just make sure to order by December 15th on LandsEnd.com for guaranteed delivery by Christmas.
Now, are they still putting out their catalog? I used to look forward to that. I haven't seen one lately, so maybe everything is still just now focused online. But I remember they used to send out those catalogs.
Well, you can certainly check online, and really everything is there, and you can look at it from your phone or your computer or wherever you can sneak a few minutes.
You see, I exposed to how old school I am. I'm talking catalogs, you know. I miss those days. I'm hard copy oriented, but nonetheless, I mean, there's just, I guess maybe the gratification meter is answered a little bit quicker with the online stuff now these days.
It certainly makes for an easier holiday shopping experience, that's for sure, and especially for those people who are really hard to shop for.
Exactly. Well, and you get the monogram and all that good stuff, all that good service that we've known and relate with Land's End, right?
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, we also have some picks for some people who are really hard to shop for, because it's one of those on every list. Mm-hmm. And what I love doing in that case is to give a curated gift based on that person's interests, like one dedicated to a favorite hobby like cooking or their favorite sports team. Or if they're wellness-focused, check out this unique gift, Caliper's first-of-its-kind single-serve packets of CBD powder. Mm-hmm. 1 in 7 Americans use CBD for wellness, and this formula is flavorless, sugar and THC-free, non-psychoactive, and it quickly dissolves into any food or beverage in a precise 20-milligram dose. They're offering a buy-two-get-one holiday gift special at caliper.life. Just use the promo code DAWN10.
Yeah.
And finally, what about giving an amazing experience, like a Caribbean cruise aboard one of MSC Cruise's innovative and beautiful ships, MSC Marivalia or MSC Seaside? As the world's fastest-growing cruise line, MSC Cruises sail to more than 200 destinations. On board these beautiful ships, you'll get enriching European-inspired activities, international dining by Michelin-starred chefs, award-winning entertainment, and countless kids and family programs. And at each location, you'll experience immersive tours, including curated shore excursions by Martha Stewart. For more, go to msccruises.com.
So, Don, what's on your expect list?
On my that I'm buying.
Your personal. Okay. No, your per. What does Don want for Christmas?
Oh my goodness. Aside from these gifts, which are,
you know, the only reason I ask is it's so funny because, you know, for those of us that are focused on everybody else, we forget to even think about ourselves.
Yeah. You are so right. And honestly, it's going to sound crazy, but I just want everybody to be happy and to get along and to let me sleep in maybe a little bit on Christmas morning without my kids, you know, waking me up at the crack of dawn.
Yeah, I know, really. Well, the best solution to that we found is that, look, if you open up presents the night before, if you're going to hold them in suspense to the following morning, I mean, get ready, man. Starting at 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, they start forcing your eyes open. Hell,
that's
it's like,
true.
Right?
And that, yeah. That means I have to get a start on my holiday gift wrapping. Also to the last minute sometimes.
Right. Well, this is all a part and parcel, but these are some outstanding ideas. But, you know, again, because I'm going to make it about you for just a moment.
Yeah.
What was the best gift you ever got?
Oh, the best gift I've ever got. That's a great question. I have a few, I think, that are tied. I loved a gift I got before I had my son. Mm-hmm. My sister-in-law got me these wonderfully cozy pajamas and slippers and just things I can lounge around in and look presentable for gifts when I have a baby. That was a really good one. Mm-hmm. And just like I love experience gifts too, you know, things that, you know, you can go out and do with your family or go escape from your family and go to the spa.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
No, those are, and there are so many ideas that are out there that just take just a little time. Sometimes people, you know, they keep putting it off in such a way that they limit their ability to, you know, just find the right gift. I mean, for me, I've been able to kind of get around that because I'm always looking throughout the whole year. You know, what's a good idea? What's about this? And you know, to kind of plan a little bit, which is something, I don't know, maybe just maturity and maybe the frustration of going, I'm not going to do this last minute stuff for so many years. I got to tell you, Donna, I mean, being in this business, you know, I would work Christmas Eve and I'm scrambling. I'm doing last minute shopping. Thank God for those stores that were open till midnight. You know, and I found myself caught in that, you know, time and again because of the kind of job that I had. And so I said, no, I gotta get better at this. So, but it's taken me a long time. And thank God for my wife. She is so patient.
No, I think that's wonderful. I mean, it can get hard because even people can have the best intentions and then something messes them up, you know, down the line, like somebody gets sick or work gets crazy or you just feel like you have more time and you just don't. And the really good thing about shopping these days is that you really can get these things last minute and they really don't look like you bought them last minute.
So right, exactly. Don't you love Amazon? Amazon's a great resource. I mean, sometimes they just send this stuff and it's like you just ordered it yesterday and it's there in your door and you go, oh, thank God, you know?
Yeah, there are definitely some lifesavers out there.
Well, without a doubt. Again, you know, for this holiday season, don't freak out. And if you have any questions, where can they go for more information, Dawn?
You can go to my website, momsanity.com.
Yeah, she's gone through it all, so it'll make it easier for us, right? We appreciate you taking all the bullets for us.
No problem. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
Well, thank you, Dawn. Great ideas. Again, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Go to momsanity.com and happy holidays.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you. I appreciate it. Dawn Yannick right here on Bill Martinez Live. Wow, great ideas here. I hope you were taking notes. I mean, lots of good stuff. But, you know, look at, you know, it's up to us to get creative and consider the options that are out there. And today with, you know, hey, you can, you know, thank God for the Internet. We can do a lot of last-minute shopping. And like you say, look like you didn't do it at the last minute, that you really put in some time and effort. It just takes a little bit of creativity, but that's all. But great ideas out there. That's just super. So we appreciate Dawn being with us. Our conversation continues. We got Lou Euler coming up next. Yes, the founder of LimitTaxes.org. We're going to talk about the economy and some good things that are happening in your world and, you know, what the future looks like for us here. Thank you very much, Donald Trump, huh?
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you die, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts in helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. And the truth fighter himself, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, joins us, Lou Euler. Mr. Lou, how are we doing, buddy?
I am well, thank you. Great to be with you as usual.
Well, we survived Thanksgiving, you and I, huh?
More or less, huh?
Yeah, well, we didn't pardon any turkeys on our end. You know, we went right into them. We figured they had already been pardoned, so why not, huh?
No, we had a great family gathering, and as I'm sure you did. So,
yeah,
but it's on to the tough decisions that we've got to make as a nation here as we proceed. And fortunately, with tax reform, why we have the greatest renewal of America's working structure that we've seen in a long time. As a matter of fact, the reports out of North Carolina are they just cannot find enough people with the skills to fill the furniture factories
exactly. That
now have many new orders. So,
yeah, and these are
the challenge.
Exactly, but it's a positive challenge. I think there's so many good things about this, Lou. I mean, they're estimating somewhere around 7 million jobs right now are waiting to be filled, and these are not minimum wage jobs, thank you very much, Donald Trump. So the opportunity here is that, you know, some of these kids who may have thought that a four-year college is the way to go, and it seems the career path for the last decade or so for these kids going to school and paying all this money in college tuition
is that you go to college, you get indoctrinated, and then you get to go home and live in your parents' basement playing video games, waiting for the $100,000 a year job. Now, you can do that if that's what you want to do and follow those that have realized that it doesn't quite work that way, or you can get yourself trained up. And this is the opportunity I'm talking about, Lou, and I think you agree with this, is that, you know, there's some specialized training, kind of like in the old days when you and I grew up, that you could go in and become an apprentice and learn these new jobs that are becoming available and be able to make better than minimum wage right out the gate.
No, that's exactly right. And the industries themselves that need these workers, mm-hmm. The auto industry, furniture, and the rest of them, are the proper sources of the education, because they create applicable current skills, mm-hmm. that are super. And let them pay for that and let them train in the proper way. And fortunately, concurrently, the president has ordered that food stamps for able-bodied single people restricted, and at least 20 hours of work a week required, so that we expand the base of the workforce, because you've got it right. There are 7 million jobs that are out there, mm-hmm. and only 6 million people to try and fill them, so right. we need more people in the workforce.
Well, and the thing is, Lou, the bottom line, and people need to understand the math here, is when they realize that they can make more money and be, I mean, we can talk about the other stuff, about they'll be happier, they'll feel more productive, a sense of dignity, all that good stuff that comes along with, you know, being the captain of your own ship and controlling more of your destiny, as opposed to turning that over to the government. But the bottom line is that you're going to make more money doing this on your own, being self-responsible, you know, being productive on your own. I mean, history has proven that time and again, but, you know, they have to understand that that's the way to go. And I think that what Donald Trump is doing here with these policies and tweaking the system a little bit is to help kind of get them out of the nest a little bit, so that they can go out there, be on their own, and start flying and be the eagle that they were designed to be.
Exactly right. And then, in addition to the good policies for direct workforce expansion and employment expansion here, Trump has recently signed some legislation that is helping the freedom seekers overseas in Hong Kong, mm-hmm. To actually achieve the goals that Great Britain had for them when they became part of the Chinese communist regime. Mm-hmm. And so we're getting, and he's reaching around the world now on this, and these are young people there largely who are protesting, who want the kind of freedom that they see that we have here, and we've got to maintain that as the best possible example for them, for their future as well.
Well, you know, it only makes sense that with so many people wanting to come to this country, I think we can vet them in such a way to say, okay, you know, I know some people might say, well, that's quid pro quo. No, that's good business sense, because anybody that hires an employee says, okay, what are you going to do for the company? Is the company going to be better off because you are now an employee of it, or are we going to be worse off? I mean, to me, that's an academic question and expectation of a job force. And guess what? We got people lined up, one, to come into this country, and they're going to bust their picks just like our parents and our grandparents who came to this country. And that's what they did, and provided this opportunity that I'm enjoying, you're enjoying, your kids are enjoying, and it's all because of the sacrifices that they made. But not only the sacrifice, but they have the opportunity for it, because I say, like, nowhere else, where are they going to get an opportunity like this but America, Lou?
No, that's exactly right. And, you know, all this business that where they're claiming that Trump and the Republicans are against immigration, et cetera, is just total nonsense.
Of course it is.
We are a nation of immigrants, and what we want, though, is some orderly process by which we receive good people who want to work and will add to our nation. That's all we've been seeking for a long time, and control the gangs and the bad folks who are trying to infiltrate America. We want good people with skills, willing to work, and that's what's made America.
That's what's called smart immigration, Lou. And our founding fathers understood that. That's why there were qualifiers. But Democrats along the way, because they have ulterior motives, I mean, let's call it for what it is, they see that their base is eroding, and they see, they look outside of the boundaries of our country, and they say, knock down the walls, just let people come on in and storm the gates, so to speak, blight our treasury, overwhelm the system so that they can, you know, as Barack Obama said, fundamentally change the governance of this country.
Yeah, and we've been seeing that in many parts of the country, especially in California,
mm-hmm.
where we have vast changes in the citizenship requirements and motor voter automatic registration for anybody who applies for a driver's license.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of thing that we have to restore normality and common sense to. I mean, what the left is doing now with their demand for wealth taxes and overwhelming taxes on everyone is violating fundamental reality and common sense.
Exactly.
And I think that's what so many Democrats want to see, is a return to an America that makes sense to them, and that's a common sense America.
What's the basic principles of the rule of law that they've chosen to abandon, Lou? And the thing is, yes, there's a growing number of Democrats who have said that I didn't leave the party left me, and they are heading for the exits, and this is why we see a swelling of the independent category, because they go, well, you know, I don't exactly want to be a Republican, but I can find a home here as an independent, and I'll choose that until you know, I make a decision. Either I become a Republican, or the Democratic Party grows a conscience and becomes sensible.
You bet. And so this is really a time of extensive change, and we're seeing people throughout the country scratching their head at the nonsense that is coming out of the Democrat presidential debates. I mean, is there anyone who's stepped forward who you can really say is making common sense policy recommendations that will help the future of the United States? And it's hard to find the common sense solutions that any of them are proposing.
Well, without a doubt, they're leaving us scratching our heads and asking more questions that are going unanswered. He's the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, Lou Euler, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lou.
Our pleasure. You take care.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.